be in the building as well. Big shout out to Ivy and Jay in the building. What's popping, Ivy and Jay? Was good. Yeah, man. Yo, a lot of things unpacked this past weekend, man. And I'm pretty sure there's more that, you know, we were supposed to talk about, but, you know, it is what it is. We'll probably get to it next Tuesday. By the way, next Tuesday, Graf will be in the building. Yes, man. Graf, my man Graf. Y'all know Graf? Y'all don't know Graf, man. Graf will be in the building next Tuesday at 10 o'clock with me, man. So y'all don't want to miss out on that. Yeah, man. Big shout out to Graf. That's my guy right there, man. He's a dope MC as well, man. Dope MC. Check him out next Tuesday, 10 o'clock. It's going to be a problem, man. It's going to be a problem. Jock.
Yo.
What's up, homie?
You got it, my boy. What's good?
I'm good, man. How you been?
Oh, shit. I'm good. I'm putting that seatbelt on.
Put that seatbelt on. What are you doing? You Ubering right now? You taking passengers in the Bentley? What you doing?
Yeah, I'm going to pull up and go. If I need to ride, you hit me, I'll take you down. What's good with that?
I'm good, Jock, man. Nice to hear from you, man. Everybody is my man, Young Jock. Please follow him at Jock Live. We're going to talk about a lot of things. So everybody share the live right about now. Everybody on Apple TV, Roku, share the live right about now. We here. Yo, Jock, man, congratulations, man. You are killing the ATL radio stations up there, man. So I just want to say congratulations with you and Shorty the Comedian, man.
Yeah, I appreciate that, homie.
What is it? It's called the Street Morning Takeover, correct?
Young Jock in the Streets Morning Takeover, yeah.
Is that syndicated?
Yeah, I'm nationally syndicated.
Dope. That's fucking dope, man. But the station is Streets 94 ATL, correct?
Streets 94 Fire, yep.
Yeah. And besides Shorty, who else is your co-host? I know you have a little sexy mama over there.
Got Miss Shanika on with me.
Yeah. Tell her I said hello.
I definitely will.
As an artist, did you ever think that you was going to become a radio job?
Hell no. That was the least of my, you know, that was the last thing I thought. You know what I'm saying? That's the last thing I thought. But for real, though, I walked in the radio station one day because I was doing promotion.
Yeah.
As far as, like, club promoting. And I walked in the station. I told Steve Hagwood, I was like, hey, you ready to take Atlanta over? He looked at me like, what? I said, man, put me on the radio. He's like, what are you talking about? I said, put me on the radio. And he was like, are you serious? I was like, man, put me on the radio and watch and see who's winning. And he was like, all right, it was about this time last year. I mean, not last year, but 5 years ago. It was about this time, like right to Halloween. And I went and talked to JD. I went to him and Usher's Halloween party. And I asked JD, I said, what you think? He said, boy, hell yeah, boy, you crazy too. You got a personality. Do that. So I went and did the shit, man. And 5 years later, you know what I'm saying? You know my
so. You driving the area right about now. You chopping up. You there? Hold on. Let him make that right turn right quick, man. Let him make that right turn. He'll get back to it. You there, Jock?
I'm still here, Epps. Hold on.
All right, got you. Yeah, you was cutting out right quick. So it's been 5 years. You said 5 years?
It's been 5 years, man. I'll be number one in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? My demo, urban radio, you know what I'm saying, morning show. So I feel good about that, you know what I mean?
How did you and Shorty link up to create that show? How did it come about, besides you just going up in there and saying, yo, put me on the radio?
Because me and Shorty was doing skits and shit, you know what I'm saying? We was doing skits and shit, and we was getting like million views and shit on the skits. So I was like, let's keep doing it. Maybe we'll get a movie or some shit, you know what I'm saying? Let's just keep doing it. Let's have fun with it. And, once I landed the radio situation, He was like, yeah, what else you think you need? Who you need on your team? I said, I need comedic relief. He said, who you thinking? Shawty, your mother back friend. I said, yeah, Shawty. He said, all right, we could try him out. Shit, 5 years later.
Don't sleep on Shawty, man. That boy's still funny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
What's the craziest story you read? First of all, you I noticed you do a dating service now, man? You do some date updates?
Well, okay, so we got a segment on our show called a second date update. You know what I'm saying? And I'm the love.jock, too. I give I give certified relationship advice every day.
Yeah.
People love my advice. Don't laugh, man. People love my advice.
Shit, why not? But what's up with your situation? Are you with somebody? Are you looking to get married anytime soon, Jock?
Breaking up.
Or is it still going down to the club?
Nah, it is. I mean, right now I'm working on my future. You know what I'm saying? And of course, everybody know who my lady is, Kendra. You know what I'm saying? It's my special lady. And, you know, we're working on our future, man. You know what I mean? Just being steadfast and making good decisions, you know, making power moves. And just, you know, sometimes it's interesting because I'm in a public relationship, but we're really a private couple. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because if you don't see it on TV, you're not going to see it all over the internet and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Speaking about TV, man, like I've been a little slow with the Love and Hip Hop. It's still popping over there on ATL.
Yeah. So now we're doing like we just got finished season 10. Hey, so now we're doing a season 10B. Yeah. So they split it up. You know what I'm saying? Try to get everybody reacquainted, reacclimated with the flow of Love and Hip Hop. Because people was like, are people going to be able to sit down and watch TV? They've been stuck in the house for so long, the pandemic. When they get out of the house, they might not even fall back in position. But you know how it goes.
Definitely, man. So what's the craziest story that you got when you doing the date update? What's the craziest story you can remember?
Oh, second date? Oh, man, you talking about hundreds of episodes, man. I think the funniest shit was when this dude was dating this chick, right? And her son, I'm not laughing at this, I'm saying her son had a cleft lip, right? And like, what they call it, cleft palate or whatnot. And so the dude was her boyfriend, the dude she was dating, he kept just talking about the little boy, making jokes about him and shit. But he had like a little 8-year-old little brother, an older brother, and the older brother took the moms letting kids play with their phone.
Yeah.
So he took the damn phone and started filming them and shit. You know what I'm saying? But the dude didn't know. He didn't know. So the whole time he talking about the little boy, calling him Wycliffe Jones. And got, man, talking about this little nigga be still here, kleptomaniac and shit. He just saying all the shit with the cleft. You know what I'm saying? He said, you know, he just was saying shit, but the little boy showed his mom, and she confronted him, and you know, like, some of her family members came over and shit, was about to whoop on the nigga head and shit, you know what I'm saying? So,
man,
but yeah.
Oh, man.
But it's a lot of them, man. It's been some crazy shit, man. Them folk be calling in. It really be tripping me out that people call in and share these type of stories or, you know, just be that open about some dumb shit they done did. But it's entertaining. My listeners love it, and I continue to share it with them, so shit.
Did you have a hard time like everybody else through the pandemic, man? How was your situation through that, man?
Well, at the time, you know what I'm saying, I owned the club. So it was interesting because, you know, right when we was about to shut down, Jada came to the club. I had booked Jada and shit. And that very night, Jada was in the club. you know, people was like, they saying they about to start closing clubs early. So I'm like, what? So then they had to do a change of the time. So next thing you know, this whole COVID shit coming by, and it's like, you know, clubs got to close, blase, blase. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that shit got interesting. So I was like, man, this is the time I need to go ahead and refine my menu, do this, do that, do this and that. So what I did was I brought my cousin and we refined the menu at the restaurant, South Beach. And next thing you know, people was coming up there eating because we had a full restaurant license too. So where everybody else was shut down, we weren't shut down. We were bumping every night. But we didn't, you know, I made a lot of money off of it because I took the money and put it back into remodeling the shit. So when it opened back up, it was like a whole new situation. You know what I'm saying?
You still got the restaurant. It's popping.
Nah, man. They shut us down, man.
Because I remember driving up to, I remember going to Atlanta, man. And you hit me up. It was like, you're trying to come by. And I was like triple book out there. And I was trying my best to come see you.
Yeah, I think when you was up here, that's where I owned the venue, which is now KOD. So yeah, I had venue. Once I walked away from venue, I went and opened up South Beach. You know what I mean?
Got you. Yeah, and then I recently went to KOD with Ross. Shut that down.
Yeah.
So do you got any new ventures that you're getting ready to do? Any investments?
You know, right now I'm doing some consultation for Cali, the artist Cali. You might have heard her. She got the record, Do a Bitch, and she got another record called Mm-mm. You know, my mom had to hit her with the Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. You heard that shit, right?
Yeah.
So I'm doing some work with her, you know, helping, you know what I'm saying, see her through. And she's actually working, and she's doing her thing right now. And I'm just, you know, continue to grow. You know what I'm saying? TV, radio, and my hand in the music business.
Yeah. Where you heading to now, right now, man?
You say so?
Where you heading to right now? Where you heading to?
Oh, it's
Yours on the go. Sneaker.
Yeah, man, I'm going to the sneaker spot. They're doing this exclusive open up for me. They finna like lace me with like 6-pair shoes. So we'll go up and snatch up some exclusive kicks and shit.
Are we looking at some jock shoe kicks coming out soon?
Nah. Nah, I just stay in my lane. I ain't looking to put no shoes out. But if an opportunity came about, you know I would.
Yeah. I already know.
You know, I like to have fun.
Now, I already know. If you can get your hand in the pot, that's Jock. He'll do it.
Yeah.
Jock, you had one of the best anthems, dance anthem, very creative dance anthem out there. You know what I mean? I think coming out of the crunk era.
Nah, I wasn't in the crunk era.
It was pretty much after it. No,
crunk era was already over with. Snap era was and an artist taking off, and I was coming like I wasn't really doing what the people in my city was doing, so that's why I stood out. So like, what the hell? What is it? Hold up, you know, because I wasn't doing the snap music, but everybody was, and I mean, in my city, that's what was moving and shit, but. I just wasn't doing snap music.
So, did you know that dance was gonna come with that song? Did it just happen? Do you see the streets just happen to put their own dance?
So funny thing is, right? The funny thing is, that shit.
For everybody that don't know, we're talking about It's Going Down. The song that I played earlier, It's Going Down, Young Jock. That's the song we're talking about. Shed a light, everybody.
You remember to walk it out now.
Yes.
All right, everybody, so walk it out. Right. Yeah, people got my phone, I don't know what's going on. Well, purpose, man. Somebody, so walk on, it outside. On.
I got you. I got you. Everybody, is Young Jock. If you just tuned in, he's in the building with me, man. I need everybody to share it live. Buy a badge.
Yeah. So anyway, I was trying to do the walk it out to the song. And that shit just, it wasn't feeling right. But when I was doing the high schools and the college and shit, kids was loving it. Mm-hmm. Something cool for me to do, you know what I'm saying? And then I'll start pointing, and I think people started, they thought I was doing this, but I was really just pointing because I didn't want to walk it out no more, you know what I'm saying? And Greg Street called me one time. Greg Street was like, yo, boy, you got.
Shout out to Greg Street.
He was like, Greg was like, boy, you got to see what these kids on the east side doing to your dance, doing your song. It was like, he's like, it's something like what you've been doing, but then like they riding a motorcycle. So I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So when I went and saw it, I went to Club Chocolate one night, and he told the crowd to show me that shit, man. I saw that shit, and I was like, oh, this shit. I was like, this shit right here gone, so.
Out of here.
That's what it was. As soon as I saw that shit, I was like, boy, this shit over. We out of here, man. We out of here.
And did, and after that, is that when Diddy discovered the situation? What was going on in Atlanta?
Nah, Diddy had already had it. Yeah, it's up to it because Carl Moe, super producer Carl Moe, had sent my music over the block. You feel what I'm saying? And when he sent my music over the block, you know what I'm saying? That shit was already on their radar. You know what I'm saying? So Diddy had already like come to the city and shit, met with me at Big Boy Studio, Stank on it. Diddy was like, shit, you ready to put your city on your back, nigga? You ready to put Bad Boy on your back? I was like, yeah. He's like, all right, shit. By the time that shit took off, it was too late. It was too late. You know, and you know what's so funny about that shit is, you know, the crazy shit, my bad. So the crazy, I don't know why my phone ringing somewhere. I think somebody trying to sabotage the interview calling. Yeah, because they just keep calling from a private number. You know what I'm saying? Some old suck ass shit. Anyway. Yeah, you know what I mean?
This record, till this day, still rings. And I had a pleasure to even DJ for you at a couple of colleges. Like,
But, you know what I mean? You know what? Like, let me tell you something, a real funny story real quick. You know, it's funny when I be sitting back watching, you know, when I've been sitting here watching Puff and JD go back and forth about the verses shit, right?
Yeah.
You know, JD really, I really was kind of supposed to be signed to JD first. And because Nitty had told JD I was signed to him. You know what I'm saying? So JD thinking, yeah, shit. Nitty done stamped the record at the end of the record. That she was saying, so deaf. So you know what I'm saying? You know, JD was like, yeah, we got a banger. And I was like, I didn't want to do the deal with Nitty because Nitty was trying to get me to sign to him for pennies. I was like, nah, nigga, we paid you for a beat, nigga. You ain't just give me a situation that we paid you for this shit. Like, nigga, you know, so nigga kind of felt salty about that shit. And it was just interesting how we ended up doing the deal with Diddy. So here I am, a nigga in Atlanta, and I done got down, it looked like I done went against the home team kind of, because I ain't want to do the deal with, you know what I'm saying, JD. And it wasn't that I didn't want to do the deal with JD. I didn't want to do the deal with JD contingent upon me doing the deal, a deal with Nitty.
Mm. So the best move was to do it with Puff. Nothing against JD. At that time.
You know, at that time, yeah. I mean, shit, it was like, you know, the run, Boys in the Hood, it kind of just fizzled out because Jeezy went his way.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm like, shit. I'm like, hell yeah, I could do this.
Shit, you definitely put that shit on your back for sure. Hold on, I gotta give you my Diddy drop. Hold on one minute, man. Hold up, man. Let me give you that Diddy drop right quick, man.
Hey, yo, F's, let these motherfuckers know.
Yeah. Right? Jock, you talk about JD. What is your take? And I know you probably talked about it a couple of times on the station. What is your take with him going up against Diddy and Versus? He was talking a lot of talk the other day, and I believe he could back it up. But at the same time, we don't know the answer till we really see it. What was your take on that, man?
I mean, at the end of the day, here's the difference. You know what I'm saying? Diddy had way more artists signed to him. So whenever he had an artist with a hot record, you know, Diddy, you know, he was... You know, he manufactured his genius. It was like, shit, I know it is. I know it's a like assembly line. All right, I'm going to put you out, nigga. I'm going to jump on this record. I'm going to stamp me. I'm going to keep my name hot so I can keep y'all hot. I'm really a boss, but I'm a boss who know how to perform, do all this. JD did too. But, you know, it's like JD had them super runs. Like, he had that super run with, you know, Criss Cross coming first, boom. Then next thing you know, you got a Escape, you got a Brat, you got a Bow Wow. Like, that nigga had artists too, but after that, he didn't continue to grow that part of the So-So Def brand, the empire. I mean, he came back with Franchise Boys with the white t-shirt, but you know, JD was producing them records, like physically touching them keys and the beat machines and singing
it up.
References, writing shit, you know. Not saying Diddy wasn't doing that, but I think Diddy had a bigger run on the side of success with the business end of it. Just that nigga was putting so many niggas out. He was jumping on shit. You know, he got a Diddy and a Mary J. Blige, a Diddy and a Biggie, a Diddy and a Lil' Kim, a Diddy and the Lox, a Diddy and the Loon, a Diddy and the Black Rob, a Diddy and Mace, Diddy and Young Jock, a Diddy and Total. You know, it could go on, you know, on and on. And I think that's where Diddy would, you know, come around the corner on JD because he got so many of those records. Then he got his own albums that he put out too.
You
feel what I'm saying? So he got his own side of the artistry. Then he got his own side of the artists that might have had hit records, and he just jumped on them. But it don't matter. The world don't care how the hit record came about. If you was on a hit record, you was on a hit record. That's what you know what I'm saying, you got going on. So I think it'll be a very interesting conversation. It'll be a very interesting you know, versus, because JD did a lot of records that you don't even know he did because he ain't on them.
Right.
You know, he wrote them, he produced them, you know what I'm saying? And he get to coming out of his catalog, out of his bag with you, be sitting there like, damn. And then you'll start realizing that, like, damn, maybe JD didn't really get the plug he needed for real, for real. Like, he's still JD. He was and still is JD. Don't get it twisted, but he didn't get the Puff status. You know what I'm saying? I think, like, JD, right when JD was really finna go up through there, when Scooter Braun was around, Usher, right before Usher got Justin Bieber type shit, and JD missed that boat of that propulsion, that fucking catapult, is when his Three Vodka didn't take off. And Puff shit did. You get what I'm saying?
And lost momentum.
And that's what took Puff into like a... It took that nigga on up through there. But then Puff also had the TV shows, the Making the Band shit, you know what I'm saying? So it was a lot of shit that gave Puff that extra edge over JD. But I still can't negate JD's genius when it comes to, you know, his involvement and his contributions to the world of motherfucking music.
Yeah, facts. You know? Facts. I'm glad you gave me a take on that, man, because I wanted to hear it from somebody from the ATL, man, on JD's side, because like I said, I caught him talking this shit the other day, and yeah, he was saying some facts, you know what I mean? You might be sitting on the throne that Diddy's not, but...
Yeah, but I just interviewed JD, and it was funny how this shit came about. Like, JD didn't start it. You know, it was like the comments was going up, and niggas was like, Diddy and JD, you know, niggas would start paying niggas who they think are comfortable to one another. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Simple
on
that.
Yeah. Yo, Jack, man, I ain't gonna keep you holding up too long, man. I'm glad you came by and hung out with your boy right quick. And from one brother to another, man, you know, since day one, you've been A1, man. You know, you check up on me. You come to Miami, you hit me up. I come to ATL, I hit you up. You always been that guy. You always been that friend, man. And even if you need a DJ sometime, you would holler at me. And I just appreciate your friendship, bro.
Hey, man, that's about the only shit that gonna last around here. And that's real relationships. You know what I'm saying? That's all this other shit. It dissipates. It disappears. But real shit, man. People have to respect you for that. And that's what I pride myself on. I don't switch up on niggas. You don't know if I'm broke or I'm up. If you're around me, you never know if I'm up or I'm down. Cause you know what I'm saying? My whole outlook on life is I got one time to do it. So be happy for every day that I got to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Word, man. Everybody is young. Jock, please follow him at Jock Live. And if you're in Atlanta, please turn on that radio and listen to him on the radio station, man. Trust me, that the street morning takeover on Streets 94 ATL is crazy, man. It's syndicated now. Jock, once again, thank you, my brother. Holler at me anytime. I'm doing shows out here in Miami. I'm doing throwback shows, man. I just bought KRS-One. I'm bringing Keith Murray. I'm bringing Scrappy. So I'm looking to bring you as well. So get ready for that, all right?
All right, bro. All
right, my dog. Be safe. You're wearing your seatbelt, right?
I am, though. I just took it off.
All right, cool. Just making sure, man. All right, my brother. Love. Be safe out there, man. Thank you again, bro. All
right, bro. Peace out, man.
No doubt. Salute. All right, everybody. That was my man, Jock. Young Jock coming through the DJ Epps and Friends show. Don't forget, next Tuesday, Graf will be in the building. Graf will be in the building at 10 o'clock right here with me. Shout out to AV Alpha Villain as well. Hitman Holla is coming in 2 weeks from Wildin' Out, from the cast Wildin' Out. Shout out to Hitman.